Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. Good morning, it is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Building a home or fixing up a home is under new pressure. With Trump tariffs taking effect today on kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, upholstered furniture, lumber, the White House admits prices may rise, but says it's ultimately going to be borne by foreign exporters. Market futures pointing to a lower opening on Wall Street today. Help wanted, but not found. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
A survey conducted by a major industry group finds that 32% of small businesses had job openings that they could not fill last month. The NFIB monthly jobs report shows that 88% of those companies found few or no qualified candidates for positions they had posted.
First Israel, next Ukraine. President Trump has a White House meeting this week with President Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. considering giving Ukraine long-range missiles capable of reaching Moscow, hoping to give Putin pause on Russian ambitions. This is ABC News. Seems to be a more muted fall this year. Have you noticed across much of America? More than 40% of the country began October in drought. That's double the average. And that could mean a shorter leaf peeping season with less color, according to USDA meteorologist. Out in the Rockies, peak color is now hitting Denver at the same time as the mountains very early. The first global fee on greenhouse gas emissions. It's being discussed this week at a meeting of maritime nations in London. Charging ships that blow past agreed to limits could generate billions in revenue for green shipping technologies. The Trump administration is opposed to these new fees. Elon Musk's plan to populate Mars is a step closer. His SpaceX rocket had a second successful test flight, following a string of failures. The booster made a controlled entry into the Gulf of Mexico, and the spacecraft skimmed space before descending into the Indian Ocean. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests. Perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Napa know-how.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Coming up, our look at weather for the day on a Tuesday, Quizzy Poo Day from WRCO.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high in the low 60s today. Patchy drizzle later today. Maybe some light rain tonight. A low of 47. 58 Wednesday and 64 Thursday with some cooling trends. Spotty showers possible again Wednesday night into Thursday. And for Friday, 75 with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected. We have a southwest wind at 1 to 2 miles per hour. We're up 1 degree from the overnight low this morning. It is 39 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. 7 past 7 on a Tuesday. Here's Luke Bryan.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar still calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on.
Some things to celebrate today on a Tuesday, the 14th of October. It is International Face Your Fears Day. I do that every morning when I bring Hank in here. Let's see. Also, it is National Chocolate-Covered Insect Day. You go ahead. I'm all right. You can have yours, mine. Right now, it's also National Real Sugar Day. As if I don't get enough of that, yeah. It's Own Business Day. It is World Standards Day, National Dessert Day. So you can celebrate Real Sugar Day during National Dessert Day and Real Sugar Day. It's Be Bald and Be Free Day as well today. October 14, 2025. Here's Sawyer Brown.
By my Cadillac, from the corner of my eye I saw you and you laughed. You were sitting on the swing on your front porch, painting your nails like you were bored. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. And wild making music with my friend, and I can't
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Now seating with no wait. Try something different, a perfect blend of country and community.
Now, more than ever, keeping your home safe matters. Did you know most people who misuse prescription drugs get them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Take Back Day is Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street, Richland Center. It's the perfect time to clear out old or unused medications. Can't make it that day? No problem. There are four permanent medication drop box locations in our area. The Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you can't reach one of these, simply put wet coffee grounds or kitty litter in a plastic bag. Mix in your medications, seal it, and toss it in the household trash. This is one crisis we have the power to control. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they are dedicated to keeping you protected when life takes an unexpected turn. From life, auto, and home insurance to coverage for UTVs, ATVs, farms, commercial vehicles, and properties, they've got it all under one roof. With competitive rates and personalized service, they will bring you peace of mind. Your protection is always top priority. Contact them today at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in protecting what matters most. Because they are not just here to sell insurance, they are here to advocate for you.
In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics declares Thursdays are for the girls. Every Thursday in October, walk-in mammograms are available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Women aged 40 and up who are 12 months past their last mammogram are welcome. Bring your health insurance information. Afterwards, enjoy a free mocktail in celebration of your decision to put your health first. New patients are welcome at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Kieran State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
One year you'll get the note, but I don't know.
Maybe.
Still working
maybe
on it. Yeah.
Did you send me one?
Huh?
Did you send me a note?
No. The note.
Oh, the note. Oh, you're talking about the singing note.
You're working on your tone.
What tone?
Yeah, exactly.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, well. Yeah. Watched the game last night, did you, a little bit?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
I watched most of it.
I watched the play today.
The play? Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. I was going to ask you about the play.
Yes.
Max Muncy almost hitting a grand slam for the Dodgers, and Sal Frelick reaching up and touching the ball, basically,
right,
and bring it back in. So
actually hit the top of the fence.
Yeah. See, if people didn't see it or know what we're talking about, but when I saw it at real speed, when I was watching it, I thought that I didn't realize that it hit the fence. I thought he hit it and then it came down and he caught it. And of course, replay showed that it hit the fence, so it's a live ball. But he was very heads up to bring it to the shortstop, bringing it to the catcher, and then getting the double play.
Right.
Smart play by William Contreras. And normally catchers are the ones that are really aware of the game.
Right.
But he realized it was just a force out. So he
got a double play.
He didn't have to tag the runner.
Right.
So he could just stand and play. That was close.
Right.
But then just walked over to third base and touched third base. So it was, if you're scoring along with us at home, an 8-6-2 and then unassisted to third base, double play. Probably the first and only time it'll ever happen in history.
Probably so. But anyway, you know, and Los Angeles was wanting a home run.
Right.
It's not a home run because he touched it inside the park. That's the key. If his glove would have been over the fence and then come back into play, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So
very different. They have six umpires, and they had, you know, the umpire in the outfield.
He was instantly going safe.
Yeah, he instantly said safe.
Yes. Yep,
yep, exactly. But I'm thinking that you and your crew and home talent probably would have gotten it wrong.
No, we would have got that right.
I don't know, because here's the thing. Would you have seen that it hit the fence?
Oh, we see everything.
I don't know about that. Again, you've got camera angles, you got extra umpires, they saw it, but mm-hmm. if it's happening at a local game, you'd have thought that he knocked it up in the air and caught it and said, oh, that's what I would.
Yeah, you know, but a good thing for us, it's usually chain link fence and you would have saw it.
True, you might have heard it.
Right, and usually the chain link fences are not 10 feet tall.
Well, it would have been over the fence then, right. Probably, you know, unless he jumped up and caught.
Yeah, Frelick really jumped in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an athletic move.
Brewers are pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, tough loss.
9-foot fences, I think it is.
Tough loss.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. So, they're going to be, every game's going to be tough, but Snell was just on, you know, they kept saying he was in a trance.
And what do you think the Mariners are just beating up?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
The Blue Jays just beating them up. Wow. I didn't expect that.
Lots of hits and home runs in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what's the quizzy poo?
My question today is, are you going to get a home run on the quiz?
I doubt it. I've had one home run in my career.
Really?
Ithaca slow pitch men's league on Wednesday night. It was a dry year. So
hit the ball and rolled.
Hit the ball. It was like a pool tabletop. It just rolled.
Just kept going.
And I used my amazing speed.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Get around the bases.
Where's Phil at? Oh, he's already in the band. He's already in the dugout.
He's at first base.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, buddy. I have 10 questions.
All right.
They're multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
I like
this
that.
Is different for me.
Yeah.
All right, number one. Which Saturday Night Live character's popularity earned him an animated Halloween special in near 2017? Is it A, Unfrozen Caveman, Lawyer, B, Gumby, C, Ed Grimley, or D, David S. Pumpkins?
It's a little new for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number two. Who performed the 1962 single Monster Mash? Is it A, the Zombies, B, the Trash Man, C, the ? And the Mysterians, and B, or D, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Killers?
All right.
Okay, number three. Which of these is not a real place? Is it A, Halloween Town, Oregon, B, Pumpkin Center, Indiana, C, Frankenstein, Missouri, or D, Tombstone, Arizona?
Okay. They all
just
sound,
taking a stab.
They all sound legit.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these films were not directed by Tom Burton? A, Frankenweenie.
Tim Burton, by the way.
Is it Tim?
Yeah, that's all right.
So that's one on me.
Yeah.
Tim Burton. A, Frankenweenie.
Okay.
B, Beetlejuice. C, Coraline. Or D, Edward Scissorhand.
Okay. All right.
Do you know that?
They might.
B, or number five, pumpkins are not vegetables, they're fruits, but botanically,
botanically?
Something like that. Speaking which, type of fruit? A, berry, B, legume, C, droop, or D, citrus?
All right.
All right, buddy.
We'll see what we do.
Number six. Name the Mask Menace in Halloween horror film franchise. Name the Mask Menace in the Halloween horror film franchise. All right. A, Ghostface. B, Jason Voorhees. C, Michael Myers. Or D, Freddy Krueger.
All right.
Here's your favorite, buddy. Name the original name of candy corn. Is it A, corn scary, B, sweet corn, C, chicken feed, D, bits of terror?
That was your girlfriend back in Pee Ridge, wasn't it? Candy corn?
No, bits of terror.
Oh.
Hey! Number eight, what is the name of the disembodied hand on the Addams Family? Is it A, Nobody, B, Thing, C, Roly Fingers, or D, Mr. Hand?
Okay.
Number nine, what does the word Halloween actually mean, Philip? Is it A, Holy Evening, B, Haunted Night, C, Spirits Day, or D, Trickster's Festival? What is...
What are you laughing at?
What is the
most... You looked over at my answer and started laughing.
Here we go. What is the most popular Halloween candy in the U.S.? Is it A, candy corn, B, Reese's peanut butter cups, or C, Snickers, or D, Skittles? All right, buddy. How do you think you did? I think I did pretty well. I think you did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a fridge hanger, but I think I've got a swinging chance here.
You think you do?
Maybe, but the first one will probably trip me up.
No, I don't think it did.
Really?
Which Saturday Night Live character's popularity earned him an animated Halloween special in 2017?
D.
David S. Pumpkins. That's true.
Woohoo! Again, with my Those Were the Days Saturday Night, I've not seen SNL since 1986. Although I've seen clips of it, reruns. But
who performed the 1962 single Monster Mash?
Bobby Boris Pickett.
As soon as I said 1962 Monsters Mash, you already had it written down.
I was working in the lab late one night when
Which of these is not a real place, Philip?
Oh, okay.
Halloween Town, Oregon. B is Pumpkin Center, Indiana. C is Frankenstein, Missouri. Or D is Tombstone, Arizona.
I went with the first one.
Halloween Town, Oregon. That is correct.
I'd actually heard of a couple of the others, so.
Yeah. Number four. Which of these films is not directed by Tim Burton? Is it Frankenweenie, Beetlejuice, Caroline, or Edward Scissorhands?
Well, I had never heard of Caroline, so I went with that.
That is true. It's true.
I never heard of it.
Really? But the other ones you have. Yeah, sure. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five, pumpkins are not vegetables, they're fruits. But biotonically speaking, which type of fruit? Is it A, berry, B, legume, C, drupe, or D, citrus?
I went with berry.
It is berry.
Woo!
Well, that was the one you had a question mark on.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I had to think about it, but I got it.
Number six, name the Mask Menace in the Halloween horror film, the horror film franchise.
That would be Michael Myers.
It is Michael Myers.
Yes.
You are 6-6.
Saw that at the Eskin Theater back in the day.
Name the original name of candy corn. Is it A, corn scary, B, sweet corn, C, chicken feed, or D, bits of terror?
Chicken feed.
That is correct. Yep. You remember that?
I do. Yeah, may have had that on a quiz, but I think maybe I've used it on a trivia question before, too.
What is the name of the disembodied hand on the Addams Family? Everybody knows that one.
Thing. All right.
Number nine. Woo. What does the word Halloween actually mean? Is it A, Holy Evening, B, Haunted Night, C, Spirits Day, or D, Trickster's Festival?
I went with Holy Evening.
It is a Holy Evening.
Nine of nine, baby.
No,
come on, ten.
You're not getting this one.
Come on, ten.
Just letting you know.
It's been since July, and we have somebody that keeps track. They said I've had three this year. Two of them were in July.
So we're at 9-9. You know what? We're just going to continue this quiz next week. All right. What is the most popular Halloween candy in Henry's closet.
Well, that might be different than what it actually is.
It's actually candy in the U.S. What? It's A, candy corn, B, Reese's peanut butter cups, C, Snickers, or D, for Skittles.
I went with peanut butter cups.
Well, Philip, I have to tell you, you are 10 for 10.
Oh, baby.
Nice job.
It's been so long.
It's been real.
I'm so happy.
I don't know if I can do this again. Yes. You have definitely studied up on your Halloween.
Thank you. Yeah, well, it helped to have a couple of movies, music. That helps a little bit, too.
Well, next time
candy, that helps.
Yeah, candy. That's what life's all about.
All the things I love.
Yes. Yes, anyway, buddy, congratulations.
I'd like to thank.
Who
would you like to thank? I don't know. Myself.
So next week, I'm going for 0 for 10. I can't believe you got a 10 for 10 on that one, because that was a tough quiz.
Well, you know, I guess it was and it wasn't. It was.
Some of them were cruel.
I had to guess it.
I don't know how you got Halloween Town, Oregon. So.
Well, that was sort of a guess, but I'd heard of the others.
Really? Frankenstein, Missouri?
I actually heard of that. I heard of, and then Tombstone, right?
Tombstone, Arizona. Yeah, that's
on there. That's pretty common.
I should have put Coffin, Arkansas or something like that.
Well, there probably is a
Coffin. There is a Coffin.
Is it really?
Yeah. Buddy, I hope you have a great day, and everybody out there, be kind.
Thanks, Hank.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine, from Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes. There's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you feel a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
On this day in history, 1947, U.S. Air Force Captain Chuck Yeager became the first person to break the sound barrier as he flew his rocket plane in California. 1964, civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was named winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2024, a SpaceX rocket launched the NASA spacecraft Europa Clipper on a mission to Jupiter's moon to determine whether conditions there could support life. The spacecraft will arrive in 2030. It was launched last year. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for your perfect pair? Take the trip to The Shoebox in Black Earth, where people drive from all over Wisconsin for selection, service, and savings. From top-name brands to hard-to-find sizes, The Shoebox has it all. Men's, women's, kids, you name it. Thousands of shoes, boots, and sandals ready to go home today. Stop searching online and start stepping into comfort at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Reese Whedon from St. Mary's School. Have a great day, Reese. To Skylar Fruit from Park Street Christian Church. Kason Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Wishes to Heidi Umbehan from Dad and Mom. Best wishes to Alan Bradley retirees, Deb Fouts and Dave Eater. Lots of love from also retired 18101. To Karen Heggie from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday to Joyce Pearson and Bill Clone from Bob and Heidi Shear. Happy birthday to David Eater from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Plus, happy anniversary to Todd and Monica Earnessy and to Dennis and Connie Tracy. Schmidtwoodland Hills residents and staff salute artist Brandon Mule and Alyssa Good, celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday to Dad Bill Clone from your loving daughter Becky. Also to Bill from your grandchildren Roland and Valerie. And to Papa Bill from Travis, Chelsea, Kyle, Sophie, and Elizabeth. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Little Willow Birthday Club celebrant Lori Hasfila and Meredith Bevan celebrating today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Joe Durst, Bill Clone, Jessica Hallett. Happy anniversary to Gretchen and Bill Richards, Brian and Gina Lee Moore, and Darren and Elizabeth Mott. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Joanna Baumkamp, to Everly Kempbell, to Mindy Cradwell, Chiara Cheer, also Laura Miller and Troy Miller, and lots of anniversaries. All the best to Steve and Sarah Butler, to Kyle and Elizabeth Hemmersbach, to Nate and Mary McCauley, Laura and Greg Miller, to Dylan and Sydney Povemacher, and also to Tony and Amber Long. Bloom City Town Crier today saluting Sophia Dolman, to Bill Clone, Joyce Pearson, and Shelley Schweiger. Happy anniversary, Brian and Gina Lee Moore. Happy anniversary wishes to Brian and Gina Lee Moore from Back Road Resurrection Life Church. And happy anniversary today to Lou Kretz. Love from Paul, as they celebrate a special day, special week this week. And all the best to everyone celebrating
diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road. we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
41 at WRCO, 7:42 the time. News around the bend today.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway. I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. And a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Thank you for joining us today for local radio on WRCO. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel. From custom fabrics to timeless designs, Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 41 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Turning cloudy, patchy drizzle possible by midday, a high of 63. Tonight, areas of light rain with a low of 47. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 38, we're back up to 41 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Richland County death results in criminal charges. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a criminal complaint has been issued against Judd Allen Frazier, age 56, for the criminal charges of felony murder and felon in possession of a firearm as a result of an ongoing death investigation of an adult male from rural Richland County. On September 29th, deputies with the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded to a medical call in rural Richland County and located an adult male who was deceased at the scene. An investigation was immediately started into the circumstances surrounding the death. Through the course of the investigation, deputies learned of a physical altercation that occurred on September 26 involving the deceased victim. Information gathered from the scene and subsequent investigative efforts led to the criminal charges. Judd Frazier was taken into custody for a Wisconsin Department of Corrections warrant by the Bosque Belle Police Department on October 1st and continues to be confined at the Richland County Sheriff's Office jail. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted with the investigation by Muscadet EMS, Richland County Special Response Team, Richland Center Police Department, Richland County Coroner's Office, Richland Center Fire Department, Richland County District Attorney's Office, Bosque Belle Police Department, and the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office. The University of Wisconsin-Madison and TAE Life Sciences, a biotechnology company specializing in targeted radiation therapy for cancer care, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, announcing the intention to launch the first accelerator-based boron neutron capture therapy center in the United States. As part of this collaboration, the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health would install the Alpha Beam Compact Accelerator-based BNCT system developed by TAE Life Sciences. The significant milestone has the potential to pave the way for the adoption of BNCT in the United States. The proposal involves collaboration on research and development of Alpha Beam and novel boron 10 drugs through preclinical and clinical studies on several cancer indications with high unmet need, including brain and head and neck cancers. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new legislative package aimed at protecting natural resources. Sholly Pittman reports.
The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Sholly Pittman for Civic Media News.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 8.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.68 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 21.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 35 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.56 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 6.4 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon. The national average is down 13.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 14.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.5 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said Americans appear to be on the cusp of seeing the national average drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years, as prices have fallen across the vast majority of the country. He added, with well over 40 states seeing gas prices decline and oil plunging below $60 per barrel to end the week, the good news may not end if and when the national average hits that magical new $2.99 mark. We could even see a handful of stations in places like Oklahoma, Texas, or even Wisconsin drop below $2 per gallon in the weeks ahead, something not seen since the pandemic. In addition, with wages up and gas prices down, Americans are spending the smallest share of their paycheck on gasoline in many years. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to expand hunting opportunities for disabled military veterans in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow those disabled military veterans to hunt deer of either sex during any Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season. Active service military members currently receive the same benefit. The new legislation would extend the benefit to veterans with a disability rating of 50% or greater, as well as those receiving compensation benefits due to being unemployable as a result of their disability. The president of the Wisconsin Senate will be running for her seat again. 12th District Republican Mary Falskowski says she is not going to run for governor or seek any higher office, adding she came to the decision after months of discussions with her husband and prayerful consideration. The Tomahawk native has represented the Northwoods in Madison for more than 10 years and had been seen as a possible Republican candidate for governor, a field that already includes Congressman Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. The partisan primary is next August. Expect noisy skies across Dane County this week as the Air National Guard does training. The 115th Fighter Wing at Truax Field will be running exercises after sunset Tuesday through Thursday. The Guard usually runs exercises during the day but must conduct night practice on occasion to keep pilots trained. Pilots will try to follow paths in and out of the airfield that will minimize the noise from the F-35 jets on base. A bill circulating at the state capitol would lift the cap on compensation for those who are wrongfully incarcerated. The annual compensation would increase from $5,000 to $50,000 and place that overall cap at $1 million. The current cap is $25,000. The measure does have bipartisan support, and according the bill's sponsors, the state hasn't increased the cap since 1980. The bill would also create a release plan for those exonerated by giving them access to health care, sealing their records, and providing an immediate amount of compensation upon release. In 1913, Wisconsin became the first state in the country to compensate people wrongfully convicted of a crime. Electric and natural gas customers who need assistance need to do so before the end of the month. If you have outstanding electric and gas utility bills, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to make payment arrangements with your provider or apply for financial assistance before the annual winter heating disconnection moratorium begins November 1st. Under state law, utilities can't disconnect essential services to residents during the moratorium. If you are currently disconnected, you'll need to make arrangements to restore service because utilities aren't required to reconnect service until payment arrangements are made. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. According to agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victim needs to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, October 14th. Darlene Murphy, 86 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died October 6th at home. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet this morning from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 21st at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, October 21st, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at Philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening with uncertainty over tariffs with China, and a new tariff takes effect today on imported kitchen cabinets, furniture, and lumber. A survey finds 32% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill last month, couldn't find qualified people. Day 14, government shutdown, no talks planned, no end in sight. President Trump back in Washington after celebrating the hostages release in Israel. There's already a snag.
Most of the deceased hostages were not returned as expected. The bodies of 28 people were supposed to be released.